Parashas Kisisa, we have the Pesukim of Hashem ben Yisrael es HaShabbos. We noted last year that the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pehe has various suggestions among the Tanoim as to what is the source for Pikuach Nefesh Dochas HaShabbos. One of the suggestions is that of Hashem ben Asya, that we learn from that Pesuk, Hashem ben Yisrael es HaShabbos, Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishmer Shabbos as Harbeh. The Rishash there notes it really should be Hashem ben Yisrael es HaShabbos V'chuleh, because it's from the Lasos that we learn Chalel Shabbos Achas. The Gemara concludes that all the various suggestions have a pircha, except for Shmuel's of a Chai Behem, and that's how we paskin that we learn Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos from the Chai Behem. And we discussed last year that even though that's the Gemara's preferred Rasha, there may be halachic nafkaminos that the reason of Chalel Shabbos Achas still has lemaisa. The Yerachayim, in his commentary on this pasuk, quotes a long list of various interpretations on the pasuk. If you look in page 1 of Mar Makomos, he has in the first column, the second full paragraph, O Yerz Elefim Ashtek Damnu Pasuk Achashav Sasai Kitziva Hashem Lechal Shabbos Veshil Pikuach Nefesh. He goes on to explain the significance of this pasuk, Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Shiyishmer Shabbos Asharbe. So that notion of Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Shiyishmer Shabbos Asharbe is also relevant to the question of Hitiru Sofa Mishim Tchilasan, and the question as to whether, under what circumstances, someone who travels on Shabbos to save someone's life in a Bikuach Nefesh situation, is he ever allowed to go back home after his mission is complete. The Mishnah has an Eirvin, in the second page of the Mar Makomos, Mem Dalet on the days, Misha Yatza Birshus, a person travels on Shabbos Birshus. What does Birshus mean, says Rashi? Misha Yatza Birshus Kigon Le'edus HaChodesh. He's traveling to be in position to testify in Yerushalayim that he saw the new moon. Oh, Lahasim Lenagayas, or to save someone from an army, a minanar, from a river overflowing, a chachma baliyalid, or a midwife coming to assist in childbirth. So all these situations, someone travels on Shabbos violating Yisurei Shabbos, Birshus, where he has license to do so, in most of the situations to save someone's life. V'yamur lo, kvar nasa maisa, and they tell him, your services are no longer needed. Yesh lo apayim amur l'chol ruach. So even though, under normal circumstances, if someone leaves Chum Shabbos, he's only permitted to move 4 Amos, in this situation, he's allowed to move 2,000 Amos from wherever he finds out that his services are no longer needed. If he's still in the Chum of his origin, it's like he never left. Anyone who travels outside of the Chum in order to save someone's life, or to save people, he's permitted to return to his point of origin. So the Gemara is bothered that there seems to be a steer between Resh and Seifa. The beginning of the Mishnah says, all you have is 2,000 Amos. And the Seifa says, Chozilum Koman, without qualification. So take a look at the next page. Memhei Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a Machlokas Amorayim. How do you resolve this contradiction of the Mishnah? The two dots about 8 lines down. Mashma, that you can return as long, as far a distance as you need. But didn't the Reisha tell us, no, you're only allowed 2,000 Amos? No, we're talking about, what does the Seifa mean, they can return? It means they can return with their weapons. As you would have thought, that once the danger has subsided, there's no hetzer to carry their weapons anymore. So the Sefer of the Mishnah tells you no, that even though you're only allowed to travel 2,000 Amos from wherever you are, but you're allowed to take your weapons with you. And the Gemara explains that that's based on a Maisa Shahaya. Skip down a few lines. Kidetanya, the fourth long line, Barishona Hayu Manichin Klei Zainan B'Bayis HaSamach L'Chom. Initially, under these circumstances, people would leave the weapons in the last house in the city. So once the enemies notice them and they pursue the Jews, and the Jews went to retrieve their weapons. V'nichnesu oivim achreyan, and the enemies pursued them. Dachu zazeh, v'hargu zazeh, yosri ma'ashahargu oivim, ma'ashahargu oivim. So there was they trampled each other. The Jews were killed in their scramble to retrieve the weapons. And then they made a takana that even a situation where there's no present pikuach nefesh situation, where the enemies have gone away, you're still allowed to keep your weapons. So that's the first teretz of the Gemara, Vila Merav, that the Reisha tells you you're only allowed to travel 2,000 amos once your mission is complete. And the Seif is telling you that's true, but you're allowed to take your weapons with you because of Ma'aseh Shehayah. And then the Gemara has of Nachum bar Yitzchak, Amr lo kasha, kansha nitzku yisraelas umas ha'olam, kansha nitzku umas ha'olam es atzman. If the Jews are victorious, then you're only allowed to travel 2,000 amos, period. If the goyim are victorious, or if the goyim are still around, and there's still a danger, so then that's a generic pikuach nefesh situation, and then if you have to, you can travel as far as you need in order to avoid the danger. Okay, so that's the two pshatim in the Gemara. Is it that you're only allowed to carry walk for 2,000 amos, but you can take your weapons with you, or the only time that you're allowed to go more than 2,000 amos is where there is a danger that still exists, and there's no heter to carry weapons once the danger has subsided. How do we paskin? The Rush, here in the fourth paragraph of Erevin Simon Hay, says we paskin like both, that we assume the kulas of both, that you're allowed to carry the weapons with you under all circumstances within your 2,000 amos, and if there's still a danger, you can return back home. That's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tav Zayin, Seif Gimel. Okay. So Pashup Shat, the Gemara here is not necessarily talking about any more than violating an Isser Derabbanan. We're talking about the Isser of Tchumen. That's one issue here, walking more than your Dalet Amos outside the Tchum. And the other issue is carrying weapons. We're talking about a Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about a Carmelis. So if you're out in the open, most situations it's probably a Carmelis. There is a line in the Rimi Lunil here, Bedapei Rif, the Rimi Lunil on the Rif, that indicates we're talking about the rights is also Rosh Hashanah, although that may be limited to situations of pikuach nefesh. So, simple understanding of the Gemara, probably, is that we're only talking about derabbanan. Ramosha, in a famous tshuva, a famous late tshuva, printed in Chelek Dalet Igros Moshe Simen Pei, originally printed in Tchumin, the very first volume of Tchumin that came out in 1980. So Ramosha there points out Tosfos here in Erevin Mem Dalet Amud Beis. And Tosfos seems to connect this sugya in Erevin to another Gemara in Beitza that you wouldn't necessarily have known to connect it to. What does Tosfos write? Kol yotzin lahatzil chosin mekom mem Dalet Amud Beis. Hadol chashiv leib parakama de Beitza. Gabi hainach gimel dehiti rusofa mishim tchilasan. Dizei no chiddush. So what is Tosis bothered by? Tosis is bothered by the Gemara in Beis Adafid Aleph Amid Beis on the next page of the Mar Mekomos. The Gemara here in Beitza has three situations in which he tira sofa mishim tchilasan, in which the Rabbanan had a vested interest in promoting a certain activity, and were concerned that if we didn't make some allowance down the road, people would refrain from that activity. So, for example, the Gemara has, you're allowed to be machzir retia b'mikdash, that anyantiv, a kohen, is in a position to do the avod in the Beis HaMikdash, but he has a bandage. Bandage is a chazitza, so he can't do the avod while he's wearing the bandage. If we tell him to take off the bandage, then he may not want to do the avoda because he'll have a wound that's not bandaged. So even though we're storing the bandage as an issur derabbanan, we allow him to do so because of hitiru sofa mishum tchilasan. That if we didn't allow him to put the bandage back on afterwards in violation of an issur derabbanan, we're worried that he wouldn't bother doing the avoda in the first place. Or the Gemara has another example, that we allow shiticha, to promote shechita on Yantif. That we want you to shecht animals on Yantif for Simchas Yantif. But if you're only going to shecht an animal to eat the meat, and you're not going to, and you're going to take a loss from the hides, then you're not going to shecht the animal. So we allow you to spread out the hides in violation of an Issa de Rabbani. You're allowed to be shoteach the hides in order to encourage you to be shochet the animal on Yantif to enhance your Simchas Yantif. So the Gemara here has three examples of Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasan, and Tosfos is in Ervin is bothered, isn't this case of returning 2,000 Amos after Yoyotze Bereshos is another example of Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasan, that if we didn't allow you 2,000 Amos once you finish your life-saving mission, then you wouldn't bother going out to save your neighbor in the first place, because you'll be stuck with nowhere to walk for all of Shabbos. The Tosfos assumes that in a Chanami, this is another example of Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasan. The Gemara in Beis is not an exhaustive list, and the Gemara there has an internal tzvichusa why we needed those three examples, but the Gemara doesn't have to give you every example under the sun. So Ramosha's reading of this Tosfos, and more so the Rashman Beis Yud Aleph Amud Beis, is that according to these Rishonim, the notion of Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasan is relevant for Da'araisas as well. There can be situations where we would be matir a Da'araisa because of the considerations of Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasan. Ramosha's endgame in this tshuva is to allow, where necessary, a Hatzalah driver to return home on Shabbos, even driving himself, because of this notion of Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasan, even on D'oraisas. Chasson Sofer entertained such a possibility as well, that Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasan applies to D'oraisas. Chasson Sofer is in Hashmatos Chelek Hei, Simen Kuf Sadi Dalet. So how does Rabbi Moshe present the topic? Take a look in the next few pages of the Mar Makomos, Chelek Dalet, Simen Pei, Igris Moshe. In the second paragraph, he points out that in a situation, so the first issue is getting to the hospital, getting the chola to where he needs to go in the first place. So Moshe just points out, about halfway through the paragraph, Ach imu b'yom shemotzi nachrim u'b'ofen shemakir shein lachosh l'shamu chosh el'gzele ritzicha v'adei toshika chasenachir shelach hasarechav. That if you're going to the hospital in the daytime, better to have a nachri drive the vehicle if possible, if it's not going to cause any delay in care, if you're not worried that he's a murderer or a thief, because that minimizes the malacha. But if it's at night, or if there's no trusted nachri, then you're allowed to drive yourself. That's pikuach nefesh.
Why does night make a difference?
More dangerous, it's not as easy to find someone. But that's the easy part, so to speak. And then if you need to drive, you drive to save someone's life. But then, what happened in Pesach? A couple years ago, Rabbi Sachs told me he was trying to push Hatzalah to change their operating procedures here, to have Nachrim. That happened? Or? Yeah, that happened? Okay. So now we're like Washington Heights. But he says the bigger issue is how do you get home? That's in the next paragraph. So what about, okay, he had to drive to the hospital, but it's too far to walk home, or even if it's not too far, but it's a night, and there are murderers around. This is New York in the 1970s. So you stay the whole Shabbos. So that's where Moshe comes to suggest, when necessary, you can even drive back yourself. That assumption that he to himself and Mishum Tchilasan applies to Daraisas is far from Pashit. Magen Avram in Simon Tav Tzadi Zayin in Hilchas Yantiv, Tav Tzadi Zayin Simkatan Yudches, Paskin Zabach, that no, Hitiru Sofa Mishum Tchilasan only applies to the Rabbanans, That's Mefurash in Shibali Aleka at Simon Reish Nun Gimel, and other Mekaros as well. Now, part of the question is, how does the Rambam assume? Take a look. The Rambam, Perek Beis, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Kaf Gimel. So the Rambam devotes Perek Beis, Hilchos Shabbos, to Hilchos Pikuach Nefesh, a primary location in the Rambam's organization of Hilchos Shabbos. Perek Aleph is Klalim, Perek Beis is Pikuach Nefesh. So in Halacha Kaf Gimel, the Rambam writes, Ovdei Chachavim Mazalos, Shetzara La Yaris Yisrael. So you have non-Jews that besiege a Jewish city. So if they're coming to take your money, you can't be Mechal Shabbos. If they're coming to kill you, you can't be Mechal Shabbos. And everyone has to come and save them. Then the Rambam concludes, Kishayatzilu Esachayen, when the neighboring Jews come to save their brethren, Mutrelen Lachzer Bechli Zayin Shalahen Limkomam B'Shabbos. They're allowed to return with their weapons on Shabbos. Kedei shelo lahachshilon la'asid lavo. So as not to pose a michshol in the future. So where did that come from? As the Gemara said, Lechem Mishnah raises this question in Hilchos Malachim Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel. The Gemara says that you're allowed to carry the Kli Zayin because of Ma'aseh Shehaya. So where did the Rambam get Kedei shelo lahachshilon la'asid lavo from? Okay? Hold on to that thought for a moment. But the Rambam here is paskining without qualification that once the battle is done, once the enemy is vanquished, then you can return home with your weapons without restriction. It doesn't say only 2,000 amos. Go anywhere you want. Take a look at the next page. This is in Hilchos Tchumen of the Rambam, Perek of Zayin, at the end of Hilchos Shabbos, in the Perek of Tchumen, Perek of Zayin, Halacha Yud Zayin, Haya Yotzei Bershus, V'amru lo v'holech b'derech v'arnaseh some mitzvah sheyetzah selasos. Right, the person is going to save someone's life, and they tell him your services are no longer needed. Yesh lamem kamo payim amu chal ruach. He's allowed to walk 2,000 abbas. If he's still within the original tchum, then even more. Kalayos lahasel nefashis yisrami ad akum azalus minanar etc. Yesh lamem payim amu chal ruach malchem sheyzilabo. If the Goyim are still powerful, it's dangerous to stay there, then you can go home with your weapons. But short of that, if the enemy is no longer posing a danger, you're only allowed 2,000 amos. So it sounds like the Rambam, Perek Beis, is unequivocal. The Rambam in Kosayin tells you only 2,000 amos. So the Achronim discuss this, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Yud Aleph Simen Lamites Ozayin. Chelik Yud Aleph Simen Lamites Ozayin. On the next page of the Mamre Komos, quotes, among other sources, a Hagos Yad Eitan, who says, oh, no, maybe the Rambam Perek Beis is just laying the broad framework that there is a principle of Chozen Limkoman, and Kavzayin, he fleshes out the details that that's only where there's still a danger, but if the danger is gone, you're only allowed 2,000 amos. As far as the Rambam's formulation in Perek Beis, that we're concerned that you shouldn't be machshil and lasa lavo, which sounds like he's yusuf and shim kli lasan, Rav Asher Weiss points out, Shuas minchas Asher cheli beis simen mem, that he found a lashon in a Rashba in Nida, daf ayin, sorry, the Nida daf samach aleph amid beis, dir masl zel sameris. Nida samach aleph amid beis, dir masl zel sameris is why you have to have the keys and call the Torah kula to understand anything. So Rav Asher says, the Rashba there is talking about the lashon of lasid lavo. So Rashba points out, sometimes lasid lavo means a long way down the road, and sometimes lasid lavo can mean in the very immediate future. So one of the examples that the Rashba quotes of lasid lavo meaning in a very proximate time, is this Gemara in Ervin Memhe. And the Rashba there had a girsa in the Gemara that says, Chozrinim Klei Zeinon, Shelote Machshilin Lasalavo. So the Rashba seemed to have that girsa of Shelote Machshilin Lasalavo in that very Gemara. So it could be that the Rambam has such a girsa as well, and that is that was the Gemara that he had in front of him, which sounds like there is a kind of idea inherent in that sugya. Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo Chelek Ches, Chelek Al Simen Ches, Mincha Shlomo Chelek Al Simen Ches, has a lengthy tshuva disputing Rav Moshe's kula. Begins by saying that he asked Rishus of Rav Moshe before he was Cholek. So I guess Rabbi Fishalis, David's son-in-law today, he agreed they probably didn't mean that Shlomo Zalman actually spoke to Rav Moshe directly in 1982. He probably spoke to one of the Shamashim. But anyway, Shlomo Zalman writes that, among other things, he too is Shim Tchilas and only works for the Rabbanans. He has an absurdum argument. He says, if you're going to tell me that we're worried that people are going to be lazy, and if you don't allow them to come back this time, they're not going to go out on the next Hatzalah call, then maybe you should argue that if they have to get up in the middle of the night to make a call, then they're allowed to turn the lights to find a properly pressed shirt, because if they have to wear their wrinkled shirt from the day before, they're not going to go on the call. Okay, you could argue with the extent of the analogy. But Rav Shlomo Zalman thinks that there's no heter to perform halacha d'oraisa to return for such a call. It's since he has a quote from Shlomo Kluger, says a different idea, that no, we're not worried. We're talking about Atzalas Nefashos. That's a mitzvah gedolah. So we're worried that someone's not going to go to do a mitzvah gedolah of Atzalas Nefashos because he's going to be stuck over Shabbos. No, he's going to run to do the mitzvah regardless. Sitz Eliezer is also not excited about Ramosha's kula. He does conclude, though, that if one wants to rely on Ramosha, yesh lo al milas moch. Rav Avadya Chazon Avadya Chela Gimel, in his piece on Cholesh yesh bo sakana, quotes it to Sitz Eliezer, and he says, no, he thinks that if you want to go like Ramosha, ein lo al milas moch, that there isn't even anything to rely on under any circumstances. Shuvas Chazon Sofer that we quoted, that we mentioned earlier in the Ashmatos Chelek Hei Kuf Tzadi Dalit. The context of the Chasam Sofer there was the Heter, and the Chasam Sofer is the first to have this in as robust a formulation, that even though technically speaking you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to save a Nachri on Shabbos, even B'makom Eva, at least with the Raisas, but the Chasam Sofer says, if it's going to be a pikuach nefesh situation, or sakana sefashos situation, you can. What does that mean? Sakana sefashos for you, the Jew. If you're not going to treat the Nachri on Shabbos, there's going to be a pogrom, or they're not going to treat Jews themselves the next time. So in that sakana sefashos situation, Chasam Sofer says you're allowed to treat a Nachri on Shabbos. So the Jew travels to treat a Nachri on Shabbos, and he's stuck in the middle of nowhere. Can he drive home on Shabbos after he finished treating the Nachri? So the Chasam Sofer says, even if you would argue in theory that Hitiva Sofer Mishim Tchilasan would be Matir returning, but that's only in a case where the person is on his own volition going to be Matzal Nefesh on Shabbos, and we don't want to discourage it. But if the whole heter for being Matzal Nefesh of the Nachri is that if you don't do it, he's going to kill you, so if that's the Svara, then we're not worried that next time it happens, you're not going to go. Next time also, we're worried he's going to kill you. So there's no disincentive of not allowing you to go back home on Shabbos. Rav Schechter points out, this is printed in Bikve Etzon, Simen Tes, same thing is true for a doctor. A doctor, that's his job. So he has to, if he's on call, if he has to be in the hospital, or whatever situation it is, we have to treat someone on Shabbos. We're not going to say he won't go back next time, because that's his job. Along the lines of the Chasam Sofer. And Rav Schechter points out, you see that in a different case in Hilchos Shabbos, this is the last page of the Marmor Koma, Simen Shin Aleph. Simen Shin Aleph Mishabrua Yudalid. The Chabad writes here in Sifav that if a person is going Lishmor Peirosav, he's allowed to travel there through the water in violation of Anisad Rabbanim, but he can't go home that way. Why? Says the Mishabrua Daf Yudalid, because he's doing it for his own benefit. And there's no concern that he's not going to go next time, even though there's a mitzvah, because he stands to benefit. So same idea.
Why is he allowed to go through the water in the first place?
Because it's considered a situation of a tzarech mitzvah. Rabbi Bleich, in an article reprinted in Contemporary Halakhic Problems, Volume 4, says that these svaras for treating a nachri, for treating a doctor, don't necessarily apply for volunteer. Because there, when it comes to volunteer, you do have a consideration that they're not going to come back. They're not going to come back next time. So Rabbi Bleich thinks that even if in principle you're not allowed to violate, if you're not going to assume like a motion, you're going to assume in principle you're not allowed to violate a deraisa because of yitiv asaf and mishem tchilasan, but there is another consideration within Hilchas Pikuach Nefesh. The din is, the Gemara says in Yuma Pei Dalid, that when it comes to a Pikuach Nefesh situation, so then whoever is there should be Mechal Shabbos on behalf of the Chola, that we don't waste any time, as Mechal Shabbos right away, that we don't look after Nashim, Ktanim, Nochrim, different Gersos in the Gemara there. So we paskin Shin Kaf Ches, Sif Yud Aleph, Mechaber writes, Chola Sheish Basakana, sorry, Sif Yud Beis, Kishimachal and Shabbos al Chol Sheish Basakana, Mishdalin Shalalasas Aide Ada, Einam Yehudim, Ktanu Nashim, Aide Yisrael Gedolim, and Eidah. So you don't look for any of these other categories of people. You have a regular adult, male, Jew, do it right away without hesitation. Sounds like even if others are available. And the Ramah says, all things being equal, if you're not going to delay the care, if there's not going to be any delay in quality or time, then better to do Ayidei Shinoi, better to do it Ayidei Nachri. The Taz of Katan Hay vehemently argues with the Ramah and says, no, that various considerations that we have from Rishonim, that even if other people are available, even if there won't be a delay, you should do it yourself without hesitation, like the Mechaber. So Rabbi Bleich points out that notion that even if there's not going to be a delay now, but if you're going to be Mahadir Achar Nachri, let's say next time people are going to make a mistake and think you always have to find an Achri, and someone's care is going to be compromised by that attempt. So that could be relevant here also. If there's a consideration that next time people aren't going to rush to take the Asala call or to drive someone to the hospital when necessary, so that may also be a consideration. Shmir Shabbos Paskins, Perek Mem, Se'if Pei Aleph, that see, he doesn't go like Ramosha, but he says that you could have a Nochri drive home on Shabbos. That seems to be the general consensus of Poskim, at least if you're within the Tchum, that you could have a Nochri drive home on Shabbos, and whether there's what to be made about like Ramosha. So that is a debate among the later poskim. Many do take issue with Ramosha's more blanket kula.
Part of Ramosha's idea was to have the ambulance back in the place also.
Right, so in a situation where the ambulance is needed, so then Pasha you let to drive back. We're talking about where the ambulance is not needed, where there are other people on call, and there's not going to be any suffix or kind of Pasha situation. Correct.
So Rav Shechter holds it from a doctor. A doctor cannot be chosen. He can't come home.
Correct.
He
can't drive himself.
Right. And what's the svara of Rav Moshe Chassam Sofer that Yitur Sofer Mishum Tchilasan applies even on the level of the Raisa? What's the license for to do that?
It's because of the chumra of Pikuach Nefesh, because Pikuach Nefesh is so chumur, so we have an interest. You wouldn't say that for Stam.
I'm saying
the Dvar Mitzvah is a lower. This is a super Dvar Mitzvah. For regular Dvar Mitzvah, you wouldn't be Matur Dereisa.
Right.
Nefesh. So because of the former Pikuach Nefesh, so then that's a higher public policy consideration. You can be Matur Dereisa.
Okay. Rishon Zalman seems to be arguing on the Svara of the Gemara. That just.